You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Robert Lewandowski to score and Bayern to win is 5-4. Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win. Big price, 14-1 here. If you're looking at both score, no draw, yes, is 5-4. I don't think you mentioned it in the previous. I think I did the previous Pump podcast for the
really?
Champions League. I think
maybe
so.
Maybe listen to it.
Maybe so. I might have heard a clip somewhere, maybe online. Arsenal beat Bayern Munich at the Emirates 2-0. You said on this podcast, I believe, that you thought it was a good opportunity for Arsenal, but I don't think you ended up going for them.
No, I didn't.
Something like that happened, and then you were.
I can't remember. I think I went for a goal scorer. I think I went for Sanchez to score in the game.
That does sound like your modus operandi, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that's probably what happened.
Yeah, and I didn't get that right either because it was Giroud and Ozil.
You were tempted by Arsenal, and I think you bemoaned the fact that you didn't select Arsenal on the podcast.
I think we talk a lot, don't we? But I think by the time the game
kicked
off...
We don't, listeners.
But by the time the game kicked off, I think we'd had a chat in the office. It might not have been... I had a chat with someone in the office, and we were kind of... After the podcast was recorded... Guardiola had done a press conference where he'd said, you know, I think, you know, Arsenal want this game more than we do. And I suddenly started thinking, that's a strange thing for an opposition manager to say. And it just struck me that Arsenal were 100% hell-bent on getting the win.
Yeah.
And Bayern didn't really
It wasn't
need
vital
to.
For Bayern.
So, I mean, you know, at this level of football, I think if you've got a couple of percentage points off, then I think it's worth a go. Now...
I think this is a different kettle of fish entirely, isn't it? Because
yeah.
I think Bayern Munich will, even though they've been to Arsenal and maybe weren't that up for it, they'll want revenge here. Definitely.
I think so.
And you look at their home form, Bayern Munich... I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell you they're good at home. They've won all their home games in the league this season, scored 24, conceded just 3. In addition to that, they've won 16 of their last 17 home games in the Champions League, and they've won the last 7 at home, keeping 5 clean sheets and conceding just 3. So they are very, very strong at home, Bayern Munich. And... I think Arsenal will get blown away here, Lee.
Do you think so?
I think they will get absolutely hammered, in my opinion. Mm. I think this could be a bloodbath.
I think it's interesting that at the weekend, they drew 0-0 at the weekend, didn't they, Bayern Munich?
They did, didn't they, yeah.
Which is incredible. It's the first points they've dropped this season. They'd won 10 on the spin and dropped the 2 points at Eintracht Frankfurt. Not for want of trying. 22 shots on goal, 72% possession. So, you know, they had a bit of a go at it, and I think it was just one of those days. Look, I mean, they're superb. When they want to be, they're brilliant. I mean, you mentioned about the winning the games at home. 5-0, these are just those wins that they've had at home. 5-0 against Dynamo Zagreb, 3-2 Barcelona, 6-1 Porto, 7-0 Shakhtar, 3-0 CSKA Moscow, 2-0 Roma and 1-0 Man City. Interestingly enough, Arsenal haven't got a bad record, though. They haven't lost in either of the last two visits to Munich.
Yeah.
They drew 1-1, but let's not forget, you know, these are games where Bayern haven't got anything to play for particularly. That 1-1 was after they'd been beaten 2-0 at home by Munich. Arsenal had so, you know, and I remember the game quite clearly. I think Bayern got a little bit blasé during the game, but then ended up, you know, seeing it out. The game before that, Arsenal had beaten Bayern Munich 2-0 again at that stage, but they'd been beaten well at the Emirates again there. So they always go there when it always seems like Arsenal can get a result when there's not much on the table. It's almost like Bayern Munich feel a bit sorry for them and go, oh, it's Arsenal. I like Arsenal. But 2-5 is a short price. 6-1 is a big price for Arsenal.
Do you think
it?
Arsenal will set up as they did at the Emirates and try and soak up that pressure?
It'd be a brave thing to do again, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they didn't play. They've been accused in the past of playing slightly naively, haven't they, Arsenal? And in that particular match, they didn't. They dropped off Bayern Munich, allowed them to have the ball in front of them, defended solidly, and then hit them quickly on the counter attack. I just wonder whether they'll try and play for a 0-0 here, Arsenal. It's not in their nature whatsoever.
It's going to be so difficult.
I can see them inviting a heck of a lot of pressure and just hoping that the floodgates don't open early. And they can almost try and stem the tide early on in the game and hopefully either nick one or hold on to a 0-0 draw. I see Bayern Munich... I can see them pulverising them here. I really can at home, given that they want their revenge. I think they'll want revenge. I think they'll know. I think Pep Guardiola will have drummed it into them that Arsenal have been to Bayern and beaten them, and they've got to get revenge for that game they lost at the Emirates recently as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go against you. I think it'll be a much calmer game than that. Bayern Munich are on 6 points, Olympiacos are on 6, Arsenal on 3. What they can't let Arsenal do is win, and I think they'll know that if they get through this game, Bayern Munich, then they'll win the group. I think they'll win the group anyway. I'm going to go against that. I think I don't think it'll be quite the same as that. I mean, Arsenal plus 2 at 7-10, I quite like. It means they can lose by a single goal. It's still odds on though. I don't really like backing an odds on shot here, even though it's better than the 2-5. I'll tell you what I'm going to back here. Total match goals under 3.5 at 8-13.
Okay.
I like that. I think it's about as short as I want to go in the match, with something that I think, you know, it's got to play there. So under 3.5 at 8-13, or the plus 2 for Arsenal at 7-10. But I'll plump for the under 3.5 goal. So a 3-0 for Bayern would still get me it.
It would. It would.
If your prediction comes true.
Under 3.5 goals, 8-13. I think they might win by more. We'll see.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.